Officials in the Yukon Territory closed the Klondike Highway and a stretch of the Alaska Highway today due to heavy blowing snow drifting on a road surface slickened with black ice. Crews were able to reopen the Alcan by this afternoon, but warm, wet weather is causing trouble on roads on this side of the border, including the Richardson Highway north of Valdez. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Yukon Department of Highways and Public Works officials reopened the Alaska Highway just past 3 p.m. after closing it this morning to give snowplows a chance to clear blowing and drifting snow from a stretch of the Alcan from Destruction Bay to Haines Junction.
Above and below zero weather, freezing and refreezing, snow, blowing snow, drifting snow, freezing rain, you know, all those sorts of conditions which have contributed to the situation we're in right now.
Department spokeswoman Heather Mackay said this afternoon that the agency knows the highway is an important lifeline for goods headed to Alaska, but she says the closure was necessary to clear the roadway.
We don't take the decision to close the road lightly.
Two other roads leading into Alaska remain closed. The Top of the World Highway that runs through Dawson City, Yukon, and Eagle, Alaska is impassable due to heavy snow, and the Klondike Highway that runs from Haines Junction to Skagway remains closed due to a combination of snow, rain, and runoff from glacier overflows on a roadway surface that's already slickened by black ice. Alaska transportation officials closed the Klondike Highway just outside Skagway because of the closure on the Canadian side. Today's high temperatures in the area reached into the 40s. Roads around the interior also were slickened by the warm, wet weather. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says the freezing rain that fell for a while around Fairbanks this morning came from a small amount of precipitation that made its way up and over the Alaska Range.
There was a warm layer just sitting up just above us there, and that gave the precip just a little bit of time to melt on its way down and then refreeze once it got to the surface.
Mixed rain and snow has also made driving very difficult at the southern end of the Richardson Highway, just north of Valdez. The Transportation Department recommended chains for vehicles headed through Thompson Pass. The National Weather Service says in a special weather statement issued this morning that temperatures around the interior will remain warm through Wednesday, with daytime highs reaching into the upper 20s and 30s. With help from KUAC's Dan Bross and Barrett Wilbur in Haines, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.